stop button, count podcast, game center, extras, Skype, rod, text, mat, text, rod, Skype, four new items. Edit, font, new chipser, Preston, dedicated wildcat man, Valiant 8086, call, 5 minutes, 28 seconds, Donita Monroe, new messages, Hala, Thursday. Dedicated wildcat man led out to mom off roar and takes off over the hill. Thursday, I serve you, new messages, you sent a video message, to friends I trust, new messages, R-O-F-E-L, 3, Valiant 8086, dedicated wildcat man, call, 9 minutes, 14, Aaron Preston, new messages, no, she did not, she was dry, 28 exclamation, Simon the Wolf, missed call, Heidi Smith 92, dedicated wildcat man, call, 28 minutes, 34 seconds, Aaron, I serve you, roar, Monday, Robert Lee Peck, missed call, cheap, missed call, connecting. Selected. Connect. Cheap. Rock. Air. Pops up. Air. The. I. The. Sir. New. Edit. Button. App switcher. Skype. Close Skype. Closing Skype. Hop. Drop. Dropbox. Close. Drop. Activate item. Dropbox. Up. 9. Status bar. Stop. Button. Screen locked.
Nope. I'm back soon.
8:25 a.m. Friday, September. Screen locked.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going with you, huh?
Pretty good. How about you?
Alrighty.
Guess you got Michelle's email?
Yep. Yep, I did. Well, yeah. This thing pulls up.
It does.
You can see right. There's the door. Open. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. There you go. Work your way around.
You're holding it.
I'm going to put, I don't, well, let's see.
You're going to,
You know what? This thing will fit in my car.
No.
Oh, I see what you mean. Did I hear you mean? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Yep. Good. Time.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Good, okay. Okay, hold up
a little
bit. Our seat there. Come around and
see. See, maybe just woke up. And he kind of knew probably.
Hey, Darlene. Man, you're already in.
Yeah.
Whoa. Were you out here waiting?
Yeah.
Long?
No.
It's 8:27, so.
20.
I'm 3 minutes early, so that's good.
Awesome.
Good.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to McDonald's.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because I love their sausage biscuits and their coffee.
Mm.
And I haven't had any for a long time.
I was going to suggest Robin Hood, but...
Nah. I'm good with McDonald's. That's all right.
That's all right.
Go through.
Are we going in?
No, we're going to stay in the car. I think it's so much easier. That way we can have a quiet place to talk. That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
That's the important thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a sausage biscuit in about 6 months, and I'm thinking, I love those things, man.
Wow.
I mean, they'll kill you, but I love them.
I love them, too.
Friday, 8:30 a.m., one notification.
Yeah, those things will kill you.
Yeah, they
Screen
will.
Locked.
What are you teaching next?
Moreland Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What am I teaching next? Well, I'm teaching Wednesday mornings. I started yesterday teaching the book of Philippians.
Oh, no, I meant on, like, Sundays.
Oh, I don't know.
Whenever Pastor Tim decides to take a vacation.
Well, he's coming up with a new series of planting seed. So, Okay, I know where you are now. Good.
We're going to the one in Hepburn, right?
Well, there's one right here in Abington, I think.
Oh.
He's doing the state of the church this week, which is like where we're headed and our vision and things like that, which is always an excellent time. It's on September 11th of all things, 9/11.
Yep.
So he'll do that this week, and then he'll start a new series on planting seeds. So, but on Wednesday morning, I teach, there's probably 60 people to come for that. I do PowerPoints and handouts and coffee and donuts and stuff. And we go for about an hour and a quarter. It's really good. I really enjoy it.
Hmm.
I really enjoy it.
Is there young people in?
Well, no, because mostly people have to work and stuff. So we're in school. So it's mostly the older crowd.
Yeah.
But it meets their need, which is good. And I thoroughly enjoy it. And then tomorrow morning, I have a breakfast with some guys in leadership training. So that's tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. And Sunday, we're having there's a longtime missionary, Frank Severin. He'll be back in town, so we'll have dinner with him after church. So I keep busy. And after I'm done here with you, I have two hospitals to visit.
Whoa.
So and then I have to start preparing for Philippians next week. So It stays busy, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Two hospitals in the same area?
And I usually have two or three breakfasts out a week. And so I try to be really careful. That's a lot. Pardon me?
You have two hospitals to visit?
Well, it could be three. It could possibly be three. It could also be Doylestown Hospital. I have to find out if someone's still in. Yeah, so it stays busy.
Is it Abington and then, or do you have to go visit Abington?
Holy Redeemer.
Wow.
And then there's a manor, St. Joseph's Manor.
Mm.
Yeah. So it keeps me busy that way.
Wow.
And then usually some counseling, and then I have staff meetings. So I'm trying to be part-time. And it's hard. It's hard. I try to be part-time. And let's see. I think I may have missed my thing here.
You missed it?
No, we're fine. I missed the turn. Oh, glory. Okay, I got you. Well, what do you usually like at McDonald's?
Egg and cheese biscuit.
Egg and cheese biscuit, and what do you want to drink?
Orange juice, and maybe a coffee.
Okay, sure.
What are you getting?
Glory, which way is to go here? I'm going to get...
the sausage, egg, and sausage.
So you want an egg and cheese biscuit, and orange juice, and a coffee, okay.
Yeah.
Please move forward to the next order point.
So move forward, yeah.
Good morning, this is McDonald's. My name's
Alicia.
May I take your order?
You want an egg and cheese?
Yeah.
An egg and cheese biscuit.
Uh-huh.
Two just sausage biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Two medium coffees and a medium orange juice.
Can I have iced coffee?
Oh, I'm sorry. Make one of those an iced coffee. So regular coffee and an iced coffee.
And an egg and cheese biscuit, two sausage biscuits, a medium orange
juice. Can I get two egg and cheese? Small.
And a medium regular coffee also.
Creamy sugar?
Yes.
On both?
And I'm a senior for the hot coffee, yes. Yes. What do you want in yours?
Cream and sugar.
Yeah, cream and sugar, and just cream in the hot coffee, no sugar.
Right, $11.93 is the first window, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I was going to ask, because the egg and cheese biscuits are small. I was going to get two. Can I get two?
Okay, could you make that two egg and cheese biscuits, please?
Okay.
Thanks. There you go.
Because I didn't know they were like, I didn't know you were getting two, so.
Oh, so you're waiting to take my lead here, huh? Uh-huh.
Good morning,
how are you today?
Doing very well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Better than I deserve.
Right. One medium iced coffee, one medium orange, medium hot coffee. two egg and cheese biscuits and two sausage biscuits.
Right on. That's it?
Right.
A receipt there too. Thanks. Thanks. Have a good one.
You have a better day.
Thanks.
All righty.
He said you have a better day.
I had a guy clean my carpet yesterday. And oh, nice guy. He cleaned my carpets and did my vents for my heater. Black guy. That doesn't mean anything, but he's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And we connected. And somehow my wife said, oh, you know, there's a lot of marks when we have our smoke group Bible study. People come in, they don't always brush their feet and all that. So I got down there and he says, maybe can I come to your Bible study sometime? I said, sure, I'd love to have you come. Only we're not meeting right now. So anyway, but it's just, he was like that guy, just a nice guy, genuine. How you doing? Yeah, thank you. All right.
So where are we going to put all this?
Right here is right here. There's a thing there, okay? And beside it will be your orange juice, okay?
So what about yours?
I'm up here, and I'm going to put straws. I don't need this. I'm going to put straws in there for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you like iced coffee, huh? I've never really gotten into that. I'm gonna put that in there for you. I don't need that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's just go around to the place.
Where are we gonna park?
Oh, I'll find it. So yeah, he was just a nice guy like that, and if you treat people nice, they know you're different. And say, no, you're different.
Yeah.
He says, I can feel a lot of love here. I can feel you're genuine. It was kind of neat. I was taken back. You know, I'm thinking, real life.
Wow.
And he says, I would love to come to your Bible study. And he's a hard worker.
You should invite him to church.
Well, I didn't scare him away and tell him I'm a pastor. I just want him to know I'm a child of God. But I will eventually. He works sometimes on Sundays. He has 15 guys under him. So there's your straw and your orange juice, too. Well, let's pray together, okay? Lord, we love you, and we thank you for the day. Thank you for my brother Aaron. And just encourage him. Lord, dear, just thank you for life. Thank you for the prospect of heaven someday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you're with us right now, and you're in control. And we trust you for that. So would you bless this food to our bodies? Would you strengthen us? And Lord, we're all yours today. Any way you can use us, help yourself, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is human.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, it was kind of neat. Yes. Okay, here's a napkin for you.
All right. Don't want to get your car off.
Oh, I don't care. That doesn't matter. You know, here's your... Okay, there's your... Here we go, right here. Here's your... Egg and cheese thing. And you got two of those babies, man. Two. Whoa.
And so do you.
Yep, sure do. This is what I wanted.
They know you.
The last time I was here was with you.
Wait, okay. Really?
Yeah, that's the last time I was at this place, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I know. It's been
It's been like a year.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is so good. Yep.
Where do you usually go out to breakfast with the guys that you go out with?
We'll probably go to the Robin Hood or Maggio's or Warminster West. It depends where the person is coming from. I'll meet them at Warminster West. Like tomorrow, we're having Pat Hartsfield. We're meeting with him, and there's some guys talking about leadership, his leadership role in Cambodia. And so we'll say, where do you want to go? Let the guys choose. Mhm. Yeah. So how are you doing?
Okay.
How are you really doing?
tough, though.
What do you mean by that?
I've just been imagining weird, like, horrible... Not horrible, like weird things about my past.
Like what?
Like when Dave is around, I'm imagining him again.
In what way?
I'm imagining he's really alive and he's just there in his apartment all alone.
Okay. Did he ever mistreat you?
Not that I can remember, no.
Okay.
But I know he died because I went to his funeral.
I know that. But he's in heaven. Yeah, he had pancreatic cancer, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty terminal. Not everyone. I have a man, a church. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne Stopper, pastor, the other pastor mom,
mm-hmm.
and I said we'll take off for breakfast once a month. And encourage you. And we've been doing that. That was 2 years ago.
He's still doing it today?
He's still living. His pancreas isn't the issue anymore. It's more the liver now. But anyway, yeah. But he would say, I'm in a win-win situation. If the Lord chooses to heal me, I win. If he takes me to heaven, I win.
And that's what Dave used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Way up here.
There you go.
Almost had coffee on the
floor. Almost. That's all right. No problem. That's what Dave used to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for a child of God, that's wonderful. I just read a book on heaven called The Better Country. It talks about in heaven will be total transparency. There'll be no sin nature. All the building material can be translucent and beautiful and colorful. And he says, every stranger you meet will become your new best friend.
Yep.
There'll be no inhibition, there'll be no introversion. Yep. Every stranger you meet will become your new best friend. That's powerful when you think about that.
It is powerful.
You won't be boring.
Mm-hmm.
And so you meet, hey, Aaron, how you doing? Oh, you're my new best friend. Hey, Harry. Oh, how you doing? You're my new best friend. Hey, Eleanor, you're my new best friend, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll love each other equally. We won't... It's like, man, you love me as much as Ron does. Well, as much as Dave does. Well, you know.
As Bob does.
Yeah, as much as Bob does. And that's really, really cool.
It is.
So everyone you meet in heaven will be
because when I met him at the first breakfast I went to.
Yes.
With
Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I connected with him right away.
Yeah. I knew him. When I first trusted Christ, I was 9 years old, and we went to Bethany Baptist Church. And then at Fox Chase, before I came to Davisville as a teenager. And that's where I first met Dave. He was a good guy back then. Good guy back then. And then he had Southampton Photo Shop here. He had a camera store.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally... That went out of business, I think, and when the digitals and all that started coming in. But he was a good guy. And I know he loved you.
Mm-hmm.
You were like his son. You know, he never married. I don't think he did.
No.
So you were like the son he never had.
Mm-hmm. And it was sad to see him go, and I'm still sad, but, you know, just there's memories of...
Uh-huh, and you have those. And while it's still sad, you have to realize...
Heaven.
Well, and King David said this about heaven, that in God's presence is fullness of joy. The most joyful place in the universe is where Dave is. Whoa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fullness of joy. Mm-hmm. He's meant to be deemed and singing. Angels, beautiful angels are leading the worship. Holy, holy, holy. Angels are doing his bidding and coming and going. And man, there's lots of action. And he has a brand new glorified body, which is so exciting. It's not limited like we have limitations.
No cancer?
Hmm? No.
No cancer.
No cancer? You're not bound by gravity? Really? You can walk through doors if you want, or sit in the vehicle if you want, you know? So when did you just start having these dreams? They've been very long?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay.
I told Bob about it, and he gave me some scriptures to read. But I read them, and they helped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started coming back.
Okay.
Well,
do you know which ones you read?
The gist,
you know?
Yeah, it was Galatians. Or no, Philippians, or one of those two, and then it was like verse 2 and 3.
Okay. So what did they say?
I don't know the gist. I just know the verses in the books.
Well, that doesn't help. What's the content? That's what's going to help you.
Like, it was talking about Adam and Eve, and like how they were like, they created the, God created the earth. And it was talking about like, don't imagine stuff on the, like, don't imagine stuff on earth, but imagine stuff in heaven.
Oh, Colossians 3, set your affections on things above.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's a good passage. That was good. Yeah. Ready for the other one?
Sure.
Give me your trash. I got the trash bag here. All right, buddy. There it is. Well, you need to know, he's not in a room by himself. He is not alone. Here's your, you want that, or you want the ice, orange juice?
Oh, the orange juice.
That's the next one over. And just hand it back to me when you're done. That's fine.
Yeah.
I may even sneak some from you. Who knows? And so he's not alone. That's the last thing he is right now. He's not alone at all. You done?
Yeah.
He's not alone, pal. And so
he's with his cousin.
I think sometimes our dreams, I think, are working out our issues and problems. You know, sometimes I'll have a weird dream, but I can put the pieces together like, well, that happened today and that happened that. And it all sort of mixed together with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes your dreams are, you're working out your problems, your issues. And so the issue is, all of a sudden, you miss him. What time of the year did he die? I mean, this is September, so...
Yeah.
When did he pass? Was it the winter?
It was, yeah.
And so you're probably, just because you miss him, you wish you could be there. It's not so much he's alone in the room, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yeah.
And so when that happens, let me tell you a story. A missionary couple in Africa were serving God.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband got sick and died. And she was crying out to God, "Oh God, I miss my husband. I'm all alone." And God spoke to her heart and said, "You're not alone. I'm with you. I'm with you." And she said, from that moment on, her walk with God just took off. And she learned to, it's called practicing the presence of God. She learned to enjoy the presence of God as much, if not more, than any other human being that she ever knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God wants of us. Like in Philippians, it says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. The Lord is near. Well, that can be taken two ways. It means he's coming back soon, or he's near. He's with you. And live as if he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sit in the back porch and talk to the Lord out loud. I have a great time doing that. Mm. I did that this morning, just thanking God for life, and once again saying, Lord, I'm all yours today, and help yourself. He certainly wants us to pray for others. I was teaching at our Harvey Cedars Bible Conference last week, and with Dr. Babb, we were the speakers, and I was going through Philippians, and I said, go ahead and hand it back to me. And I mean, you like that iced coffee, huh? Oh, man. Oh, glory. Oh. You know what? It's probably pretty good. I'll try some sometime. Yeah. But I won't tell you, okay?
All right.
Unless it's good. So, and so my opening thing was closeness. How do you become close in relationships? How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Mm-hmm. When you're grateful for people, it draws you close.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you know I appreciate you and grateful for you, it'll draw us close.
Mm-hmm.
And people love to be appreciated, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I had a friend, Doc Mowen, in Florida, my diving partner, and he said, if I know someone appreciates me, I'll work myself into a grave to help for that person, whatever they need.
Mm-hmm.
And he meant that. He meant that. If I just know I'm appreciated, if I just know I'm appreciated, I'll work myself into a grave for a person.
Mm-hmm.
So then Paul goes on to say, and I thank my God, and I pray for you always with joy. And so when you start praying for someone and thanking God for that person, you're drawn close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what God wants you to do. To be a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. To pray for Pastor Tim. Pray for me. And the teaching of the word that way. And ministry in that way. Pray for Davisville. Pray for your mom. And you do it because the Lord is near. So Lord, can I just have a little talk with you today? And you know what? My parents are in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't pray to my parents. That's not biblical.
No.
But I can tell the Lord, would you tell my parents I love them?
Yeah.
Would you tell my parents I'm trying to be faithful to him? And Aaron, I believe with all my heart, those messages get passed along. And you can do that regarding Dave. Lord, would you just tell Dave that I miss him and I love him and I'm trying to walk with God? Would you just let him know that today in heaven? And I don't know why the Lord wouldn't let his angels pass those messages on. Like I said, there's only one God, there's one mediator, and that's Jesus. So he's the mm-hmm. mediator we go to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pray to angels. We don't pray to saints. I just don't see that in Scripture. And there's no reason to.
Mm-mm.
You know, because the Lord can handle all of our prayers. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, he's so, you know, he's God. But I think on those times you're having these dreams and you wake up that way, remind yourself of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you're with me. Can I just talk to you right now?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, in my dream, I dreamed about Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And would you just pass on to him that I really miss him? And I'm so grateful for the part he had in my life. And mm-hmm. just say that to the Lord. And I think that'll help. You with me? That'll help.
So the Lord will tell him?
I believe that with all my heart, Aaron. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up, because I do it all the time. My parents, I've outlived my parents, okay, as far as age. I've outlived them. They both died of cancer.
Mm.
So often I'll just say, and they were at Davisville, but they passed away before I became the pastor of Davisville. So they don't, you know, but I'll just tell them, Lord, would you just give my love to my parents and tell them I want to be faithful until the Lord takes me home. Would you pass that message on? Why wouldn't the Lord pass that message on? You with me?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? You know? And just let them know I'm looking forward to seeing them someday. And you're looking forward to seeing Dave someday.
Mm-hmm.
And being with him. And the goal, Paul says, you know, I press toward the prize of the upward call of the prize in Christ. What's the upward call? The upward call is going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And the prize is to be with Jesus and be like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Finally. No sin nature. Transparency. Every stranger you meet will become your new best friend. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Every stranger you meet will become your new best friend. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm.
And think of the, you know, there are people sometimes you meet. I remember going to Kenya. Good. And I'm in Kenya at this Muslim village. Mm. And there was a young man named Robert. And he took my hand, which was normal there, to walk me through the garden, to show me his gardens. Mm-hmm. And we just hit it off. But I knew I had to leave that day. You know, we were taking the gospel out there to the Daruma tribe, these Muslims, but they were listening to Christianity, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, in a different place, Robert and I could really connect. We'd have this kindred spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have that with everyone in heaven.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, everyone in heaven will have this kindred spirit. It's the neatest thing. And you'll be closer to Dave in heaven than you ever were here on earth. I mean, the closest relationships here will be average in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have that. And that's just really good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, once again, two things. When these thoughts come to you that sort of get you down or upset you, realize the Lord is near. You're not alone. The Lord is near. That's mm-hmm. His promise. He says in Hebrews 13, for I will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, down there, let me take that. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another napkin if you need it, because those things are greasy sometimes.
Yeah, they are.
My salt cheese biscuits are greasy. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake. You're fine there. You're fine. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so that's His promise. That's His promise.
Mm-hmm.
What's some orange juice? Here. And Lord, would you just, I mean, the angels do His bidding. Are not all, the writer of Hebrews says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent forth to those who will be heirs of salvation? We are ones who will be heirs of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You're sent forth to minister to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lord, would you just send one of your angels to Dave? Lord, today, would you send one of your angels to my mom and dad and tell them I love them? And I'm trying to be faithful to the Lord. And let them know that. Mm-hmm. So when I hit the shores of heaven, then we'll greet each other with open arms. And they'll say, I got your messages. You with me?
Yeah.
I got your messages, son. Thanks. Or Dave will say, man, Aaron, I got your messages. Thanks. It was good to be missed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have yeah, go ahead.
I have a question about the whole grave thing. Like when you put somebody in a grave.
Yeah. They're not there.
Do they actually disappear?
No. No. Upon death, they disappear. The moment Dave died, he was absent from the body and present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5. It says, we have this tent that is torn down. We know that when this tent is torn down, we have, present tense, right away,
mm-hmm.
in the heavens, a building eternal made without hands. And he's contrasting our body as a tent.
Hmm.
Tents rip, they leak, they never zip, they lose their stakes. You
mm-hmm.
with me?
Mm-hmm.
But he says, compared to our body in heaven is like a building. It's more permanent. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Eternal, made without hands. And then he says, we long to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. To be at home is the idea. To be at home is where you finally kick off and relax. He says, we won't really feel that till we get to heaven. We'll say, wow, this is what I was made for. So no, the person's not in the grave. No, not at all. Paul says, when I die, I want to depart and be with Christ. which is better by far when that time comes. And sure. So and there's a story in the book of Luke, chapter 16, of a rich man who was an unbeliever and Lazarus who was a beggar.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a believer. And he would lay at the gate of the rich man's thing and the dogs would lick his wounds, it says. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it says the rich man died, but Lazarus died and the angels carried him into paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, plural.
Angels.
Escorted him through the heavens to be in paradise. And so that happened with Dave,
mm-hmm.
that'll happen with you, and that'll happen with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now someday, the Lord will resurrect that body, but Dave will come back in his body and somehow connect to that, and that's always amazed me. Because at the end of the day, we want to be in a body.
Yeah.
Okay, we're comfortable in a body.
Yeah.
And so we will have a body. But it'll be different. It'll be so much different and more glorious and not bound by the laws of nature that we have. In fact, one of the word pictures of the Apostle Paul is a beautiful flower. He says, but right now, we are like the seed that goes into the ground. There's nothing to a seed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he says, the flower that comes out of that is so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the contrast of our resurrection body. Compared to our body now. Right now, our body's like little seed pods. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know? And so Dave has experienced a resurrection body that's phenomenal.
Mm.
You know, probably if we could see him now, we would want to fall down and worship him. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's that glorious. It's that glorious.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I was just wondering, do you know his last words or no?
Do I know his last words?
Yeah.
No. Do you?
No, I was just wondering because... I've been thinking about that, like, what was his last word?
I think I was away, Aaron. I think I was away when he died.
You mean you heard about it when you got back?
Well, I had heard about it. Who had the funeral? Pastor Tim? Who had the funeral?
I think Tim did.
Yeah, okay, I think Tim did. Yeah, yeah. Want some orange juice?
Sure.
Yeah. But that's our hope, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Peter says we have a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And because he rose and conquered death, we don't have to fear death. Mm-hmm. Death is the doorway to heaven for the child mm-hmm. of God. That's, you know, and so that was true for Dave.
Can you send me the verse about that? When I asked about the heaven, you gave a verse.
Which
like,
one?
Like when I asked about the grave.
Yeah.
Can you send me that verse?
Sure. You done with that?
Yeah.
You mean to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5. Sure, sure, I can do that. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll have to give me your email address. I think I have it. Well, send me an email. And then I'll respond to it, okay?
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. I'll look forward to that, yeah. Yeah, so those are... And once again, you don't make this stuff up because you want it to happen.
No.
You have to come to the point and say, okay, what's the authority of my life?
Right.
What do I believe about the afterlife? Do I believe things that I want to make up because it's fantasy?
No.
And I really want it to be true? Or do I go back to say, I believe Jesus Christ... was God come in the flesh. He did miracles that no one else did. He spoke like no one else did. He died like no one else did. He rose again from the dead. He conquered death. He knows what it's all about. Mm. So I'm betting on him. You with me?
Yeah.
I'm betting on him, not Oprah on TV or something like that. I'm betting on Jesus. Why would I not bet on him and come to my conclusions about life after death because of what Jesus said, you know, and he says, and he's getting ready to die. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in me.
Yep.
In my Father's house are many mansions or rooms. If we're not too, I go to a prayer place for you. And if I go, I'll come back and receive you unto myself. That where I am, heaven, you're going to be there. That's his promise to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, but I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one else is. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And no one comes to the Father in heaven except through me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our... That's our great promise there.
Wow.
What do you want, ice and coffee here? What do you want? Are you done?
I'm good. I guess I'll take the rest home.
That's fine. Okay, leave it there. Otherwise, I'll have to stop. You have to take a leak. You done with your napkin there?
Are you taking your coffee home, too?
I am. I will have to take a leak, though. You can run through it. As you get older, your prostate enlarges, and so yep. you can't hold it as much. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so...
Should we say a little prayer for Dave now?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Why don't you do that?
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for Dave, Lord. And Jesus, can you please give Dave a message for me?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell him that I love him and I miss him. And it didn't really hit me until about 2 weeks ago that he really passed away. I mean, I knew he passed away, but it didn't really hit me as hard because I had another person in my life, Bob, who kind of took care of me like Dave. So it didn't really hit me until I wasn't seeing Bob for a while because he'd been busy. He really died, but please let him know that I'm missing him. And and that I love him, and that I still have him. I still have his old number in my contacts. And look at it every day. I just to tell him that I love him and tell him that I'll see him in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hey Lord, would you tell my mom and dad that I love them and I miss them? I'm grateful that they were faithful servants, that they pointed me to Jesus. They did love sharing their faith. And Lord, my desire is to be faithful here. And soon I will see them. Would you pass that message on? Thank you that you're a faithful God. And you've given us access into your presence. And you're with us all the time. And I thank you. Thank you for my brother Aaron. Lord, someday we'll be around your crystal light throne with an emerald rainbow.
Mm.
And colors splashing all over heaven and angels day and night saying, holy, 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 wow, wow, wow. And we'll be able to join with Dave and others. We long for that day. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hmm.
You're talking about Bob Wood? Is he the one that has reached out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes down. Well, they have a place down in Keswick.
Yeah.
So we go down there and he's a good guy. I've known Bob since I was a teenager. He was my sister's age, I think. She's 4 years older than I am. Bob's probably 4 years older than I am. And
how long have we known Connie?
How long has he known Connie? I think they've been married 50 years, haven't they? Or
No, I meant how...
Oh, I've known her just as long as Bob, probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Connie Toombs was her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom and dad, her dad played like a guitar, electric guitar. And Tom Toombs, and her mother was Constance.
Mm.
And they were just good people. Bob's a good guy, so he takes you out and you do things together?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
Bobby was actually the one who connected us.
Well,
Bobby LaRue.
Bob, okay, well, Bob Wood will always give you solid, biblical, godly advice.
Mm-hmm.
I would trust him with my life.
Well,
you need to know that. He's a man of the word. He often emails me. He probably emails me and probably Pastor Tim once a week just saying, I'm praying for you. Here's a thought for the day. Kind of thing that way. And
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have to do that. He just does it.
Yeah.
You know? And he's a good guy. He's involved with New Hope Philly down there in the city there. And I remember the first time he showed me pictures that he was so excited. I thought, what is this? You know, I don't know if it was called New Hope Philly at that point, but he showed me his vision for that. And then people got behind it. And now it's really a vibrant ministry in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's a good man. And I believe he's a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, sometimes you say, oh, I'll pray for you. And you walk away. And like I say, Paul never did that. He prayed with me. He says, I pray for you at all times and all ways. And so when you do that, you draw close to people. You just do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So So when you have the opportunity, like I did today, say, how are you doing? And you say, how are you really doing? Because people give you a fake answer the first time. Mm-hmm. They answer the way they think you want to hear it. Well, I'm doing good. How are you really doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a guy, somebody invited me down to the Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and we're in the Diamond Club getting a hamburger. So I said to the guy cooking, he says, how you doing? He says, oh, okay. And he says, how are you really doing? He says, I'm having a hell of a day. I says, really? He says, yeah. So I thought, okay, how do I respond? I said, well, that may be true, but I said, heaven is a free gift. It's yours for the asking. That's why Jesus died. And he looked at me like I was from a foreign planet. It was so funny. You know, and he says, I don't know five people that believe that. I says, well, it's yours. You know, it's yours. But you just, however, you talk to people, you say, how you're doing? And if you say, how are you really doing? And they tell you, like, oh, it's a bad day. Either pray for them right there, Aaron. You can do that. Or say, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. And then follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up. Because I know you like to get on the phone and call people that way.
Yeah.
And I think that could be a fantastic ministry that God will give you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to follow up.
Yeah.
When you listen, say, well, don't make it about you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it about that person.
Right.
So how are you doing? You told me that you were, your friend was having cancer surgery, or you're seeing the doctor, or, you're going through rough times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, I'm going to pray for you daily. And you pick up the phone down the road and you say, I'm still praying for you. How's that situation? Sometimes that's like a lifeline you give to a person. You with
mm-hmm.
me?
Yeah.
And they just hold on to that. They just hold on to that. It's a lifeline. And that's really precious. Yeah. Yeah. But practice his presence.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I mean, 1 Peter talks about if a man is going through some unjust suffering, in other words, he's got a bum rap in life, but he's conscious of God, it says. In other words, he's aware of God's presence in his situation. Peter says, this finds favor with God. This puts a smile on the face of God. That here you are, you're going through a hard time,
mm-hmm.
but you're not leaving God out of the picture. In fact, you're reading him into it.
Mm-hmm.
You're acknowledging, you're with me, Lord, and you know what I'm going through, and I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts a smile on the face of God when you do that.
Yep.
There was a man who wrote a book to practice the presence of God. Brother Lawrence was his name. He had been a French soldier. This is like 150 years ago, maybe mm-hmm. more. And then he went to work in a monastery washing pots and pans. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over Europe came to talk to him. Because while he was washing pots and pans, he constantly sensed the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And people wanted what he had. They wanted what he had.
Mm-hmm.
Just washing pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote a book called The Practice of the Presence of God. Just practicing his presence.
Is that on YouTube or whatever?
I know, it's a little book. It's a little book, and I can try to Google it that way. Maybe there's something there. But I mean, that's the thrust of it. But I'll never forget that. I mean, people came from all over. He's in a monastery washing pots and pans. But the word got out. This guy just had a relationship with God. And they said, how do you do this? He says, I treat God as if he's with me all the time. Which one do you want?
Orange juice.
Okay. I treat God as his, I practice his presence. I live and act as if he's right with me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Yep.
Mm.
So good stuff. So I got a couple of things to work on, okay?
Okay.
just enjoy the presence of God. The Lord is near. And when you miss Dave, set up a prayer and say, Lord, you know I miss him. Would you tell him I miss him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go hit some hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put your window up and turn the air back on, because, man, it is humid out. Ugh.
It is.
Oh, man. So, good discussion, pal.
Do you do what Ron Stauffer does in the hospitals where he takes communion with people?
Yeah, uh-huh. Sometimes, yep. Oh. Yeah. Not...
Right.
Usually I just let Ron do that, but
right.
Yeah, it works out.
Because I went to visit Verna Hibbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I went with Ron.
Yeah.
And he did that, and I was so gifted by that because I never saw anybody like do that in the hospital.
Oh yeah, he does it like to about 20 or 30 people a month, but they're shut-ins. You with me?
Yeah.
Like there's shut-ins at nursing homes and things like that. So yeah, he loves to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's having
guy.
Knee surgery now. They're going to replace his knee at the end of the month. He's in a lot of pain.
Goodness.
Yeah. Goodness is, yeah. Hmm. Yep. Yeah, like the 27th or 28th. Yeah. Yeah, so you can pray for him. You can call him up and say, hey, I'm praying for you. See, that's where those, you become aware of that. And Aaron, that is your ministry, and it's profound.
Yep.
And, you know, I always, John Piper in his book, Let the Nations Be Glad, talks about the power of prayer and against the enemy. Mm-hmm. And so and so he says, sometimes people say, you told the praises, I just get to pray. Oh, I got it. That's it? He says, yeah, but that's like taking a bazooka against the enemy. Boom! Or an intercontinental missile.
Yeah.
So don't ever just say, oh, you mean that's all I can do is pray? What do you mean that's all you can do is pray? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's...
No.
Whoa, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, no. Okay, I'll bet. Yeah, so anyway, that's powerful. So pray for Ron.
Yeah, I will.
And let him know.
I'll pray for Pastor Tim, too.
Absolutely. Pray for him as he does the State of the Church message for this Sunday. That's it.
Yeah.
That sort of gives direction to where we're headed, gets people excited about the vision. So that's powerful. That's powerful.
Maybe I'll even get down there early and pray with him before.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
That's fine, too. But I mean, or just let him know, or just email him and say, hey, I'm praying for you for the State of the Church, or Ron Stauffer, I'm praying for your knee replacement at the end of the month. And that's invaluable. Those are gifts. You know, our Proverbs talks about our words are like apples of gold and settings of silver, or a timely word. You know, it lifts the heart. Mm-hmm. It's like ice on a tree, and the sun melts it, and also the branches bounce back.
Because mm-hmm.
they're not heavy, they're not weighted down by the ice. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And so a word can sometimes melt the ice and lift a person's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so exciting, so encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked the other night about doing a series on prayer. I really encouraged Tim to do that. I said, you know, we need a series of prayer. It's so very, very important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been praying for Tim and Bobby, especially because Bobby's been going through hard times too.
Uh-huh.
I think I can sense it. Like Bobby's not his usual self.
Well, he just announced he's gonna have another baby.
Wait, really?
Emily's gonna have another baby.
Oh my gosh!
In April.
Three kids.
In April, so we'll have four now, right?
Oh.
I think that would be four.
So, she has,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I forget the kids' names.
Well, Jackson.
Jackson, Lily.
I thought it was four. I think it's four. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah that's probably why he's not himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
Wow.
Who's gonna watch all the kids?
There it is.
Oh my gosh. I've been thinking of Dan Brown too.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
Yeah. It was just so strange the way he died, but you know, he's in a better place and he's better off.
Yep.
And
I keep thinking I'm gonna see him with Mike Holmes. I keep thinking I'm gonna see him with at the church.
Oh, okay.
Sitting at the table, you know.
Yeah.
Keep thinking when I walk up to him, because he goes, "Hi, Aaron."
Oh man, yeah. He was always good that way.
He was.
Oh wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yep, Dave Brown.
Yep.
All right, I'll get your drinks. So you just
a walker here.
And your walker. Yep.
Human out. Wow.
What's that?
I said it is human out.
Oh man, yeah. Yeah, you just followed us to the end there.
I don't think it's going to be when it
turns. There's a blue USB cord here. Just try this to hear or what?
Blue USB cord. I don't know where that came from.
Well, it was attached to this when you came out this morning.
Oh.
I'm just going to tie it to the handle here.
Okay. Not how that got.
But what does it go to? You with me?
I guess.
Alrighty. We'll get the drinks.
Yep.
Okay. Take your time here now. Your mom passed us.
Yeah. She's going to David's direction.
Davidsville?
Yeah, for the babysitting for the group.
For Bob's?
No, for I don't know.
Oh, the Al-Anon.
Yeah.
Now, is the door locked?
No.
Good. Okay, that's great group. The door is locked.
Right
now, so just you got there's a gate right here.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want this on the table?
No, on the table, yeah.
I'm going to put it right on the end here. Okay?
Okay.
All right, guy, we did it.
We did.
Hey, we did it. Thanks for your patience with me.
You're welcome.
Because last week was always a lot of pressure when I speak at Harvey Cedars. They invited me back. I've been doing it for 27 years. 27 years in a row down there at the Family Bible Conference, and so it's always fun.
Wow.
Great people. A lot of pastors come and families. And yeah. But it's a lot of pressure, too. You know, you want to get a home run every time you speak. All right, guy. So we got some good things discussed today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Good. All right.
Catch
you later.
Yep.
Love you, buddy.
See you Sunday, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
What service are you going to?
I'll be at the second because we're taking this missionary out tonight.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sit in front of you again.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's Lord Jesus. No, that's impossible now. Oh. Thank you, Ron. Really?
Nine twenty-seven AM, 2 notifications. Three notifications, 9:28 AM.
Unlock, Dropbox, stop button.